Doctrine and Covenants Times at a Glance, Chart Number 1, Sections 1 through 64. See Doctrine and Covenants section headings for historical background and history of the church references. The date, 34 A.D. after the death of Jesus Christ, the apostles led the New Testament church. 300 to 1300, Christianity spread to many parts of the world. 100 to 200 A.D., the great apostasy, priesthood authority was taken from the earth. See 1 Nephi chapter 13, verses 1 through 11. The year 1450, Gutenberg refined movable type, allowing books to be widely available. 1492, the Spirit of God led Columbus to America. See 1 Nephi chapter 13, verse 12. 1500 to 1600, new translations of the Bible in English and other languages became available to large numbers of people. See 1 Nephi chapter 13, verses 20 through 23. 1517, Martin Luther and other reformers in Europe began to rebel against Catholicism. 1620 to 1750, God led many European Protestants to North America in search of religious freedom. 1775 to 1783, the Declaration of Independence and the American Revolution established a new nation dedicated to freedom and democracy. See 1 Nephi chapter 13, verses 17 through 19. 1787 to 1791, the Constitution of the United States established religious liberty as a fundamental right. December 1805. Joseph Smith, Jr. was born in Sharon, Vermont to Joseph Sr. and Lucy Mack Smith. See Joseph Smith History 1, verse 3. 1816. The Smith family moved from Vermont to the Palmyra, New York area. Spring 1820. The first vision, God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ conversed with 14-year-old Joseph Smith in a grove near his father's farm. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 5 through 20. September 1823. The angel Moroni first appeared to Joseph Smith and told him of gold plates buried in a nearby hill. Moroni made additional visits. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 29 through 54. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2. Palmyra, Manchester, New York, 1816, the Smith family moved from Vermont to the Palmyra, New York area. Spring 1820, the first vision. God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ conversed with 14-year-old Joseph Smith in a grove near his father's farm. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 5 through 20. September 1823, the angel Moroni first appeared to Joseph Smith and told him of gold plates buried in a nearby hill. Moroni made additional visits. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 29 through 54. See also Section 2 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, September 21, 1823. Confident of obtaining a divine manifestation, young Joseph Smith prayed for forgiveness of his sins and a knowledge of his standing before God. October 1825, Joseph Smith began working for Josiah Stoll, or Stoll. During his employment, he met Emma Hale. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 55 through 57. January 1827, Joseph Smith and Emma Hale married in South Bainbridge, New York. See Joseph Smith History 1, verse 57. September 1827, Moroni entrusted the sacred plates and the Urim and Thummim to Joseph Smith. See Joseph Smith History 1, verse 59. December 1827, Joseph and Emma Smith moved to Harmony, Pennsylvania, to escape persecution. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 60 through 62. Harmony, Pennsylvania era. February 1828, Martin Harris took copies of characters from the gold plates and their translation to scholars in New York City. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 62 through 65. See also Isaiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 12. April through June 1828, Joseph Smith, with Martin Harris as scribe, finished translating the first 116 manuscript pages of the Book of Mormon. After Martin lost the pages, Moroni took the plates from Joseph. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3, July 1828. Following the loss by Martin Harris of the 116 pages of the Book of Mormon manuscript, Joseph Smith inquired through the Urim and Thummim to know his own standing with the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, Summer of 1828. After Joseph Smith received Section 3, Moroni took the plates and the Urim and Thummim. A short time later, they were returned. The prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord how to proceed with translation. Summer of 1828, Joseph Smith repented and regained the plates and the gift to translate. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 3 and 10. 1829, Section 4, February 1829, Joseph Smith Sr. asked his son to inquire of the Lord concerning how Joseph Sr. could help in the Lord's work. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 5, March 1829, a repentant Martin Harris asked Joseph Smith if he was still in possession of the plates and wanted him to inquire of the Lord if Martin would be privileged to see them. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, April 1829. Joseph Smith's new scribe, Oliver Cowdery, desired an additional witness that the translation work was true. The prophet inquired through the Urim and Thummim. Section 7, April 1829. While Joseph and Oliver Cowdery were translating the plates, a difference of opinion arose concerning what had happened to John the Beloved. They inquired through the Urim and Thummim. Section 8, April 1829. Having been promised the gift to translate, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 6, verse 25, Oliver Cowdery desired to assist in translating. Section 9, April 1829. When Oliver Cowdery failed in his attempt to translate, Joseph Smith inquired of the Lord on Oliver's behalf to understand why. May 1829, John the Baptist restored the Aaronic priesthood. Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery ordained and baptized each other. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 68 through 73. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 13. Section 11, May 1829, Hiram asked Joseph, his brother, to ask the Lord's will for him. Joseph inquired through the Urim and Thummim. Section 12, May 1829, Joseph Knight Sr. was anxious to know his duty as to the work of the restoration. Section 13, May 15, 1829, while translating the Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery desired to know more about baptism for the remission of sins. They walked to a nearby river and prayed. John the Baptist appeared. May through June 1829, Peter, James, and John restored the Melchizedek priesthood and the keys of the apostleship. June 1829, Joseph Smith completed the translation of the Book of Mormon. Sections 14, 15, and 16, June 1829. David Whitmer, John Whitmer, and Peter Whitmer, Jr. were anxious to know their duties concerning the work of the Lord. Joseph Smith inquired through the Urim and Thummim on their behalf. Section 18, June 1829, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery were anxious to know more about the priesthood and made it a matter of humble prayer. Section 17, June 1829, Oliver Cowdery, David Whitmer, and Martin Harris wanted to know if they were to be the three witnesses spoken of in the Book of Mormon. Joseph Smith inquired through the Urim and Thummim. June 1829, the angel Moroni showed the plates to the three witnesses and commanded them to testify of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 17. June 1829, Joseph Smith showed the plates to the eight witnesses. They wrote their testimony of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. Fayette, New York, from June 1829 through January 1831. April 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized in Fayette, New York. See Section 21 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, April 1830. The Lord revealed to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery instructions on church government and organization, including the precise day upon which they should organize his church once more upon the earth. Section 21, April 6, 1830. The prophet Joseph Smith dictated this revelation by the Spirit during the meeting to organize the church. April through July 1830, Samuel H. Smith and others labored as missionaries, using the Book of Mormon, and baptized many people. March 1830, 5,000 copies of the Book of Mormon were published in English in Palmyra, New York. Section 19. March 1830, Martin Harris had mortgaged his farm for the printing of the Book of Mormon. He asked Joseph Smith for reassurance and direction from the Lord. Section 22, April 1830. People who had previously been baptized wanted to know if they needed to be rebaptized in order to join the church. Section 23, April 1830. Oliver Cowdery, Hiram Smith, Samuel H. Smith, Joseph Smith Sr. and Joseph Knight Sr. were anxious to know their duties in the Lord's newly organized church. June 1830, the prophet Joseph Smith began to translate, make inspired changes to the Bible. See Moses chapters 1 through 5. September through October 1830, Oliver Cowdery and others were called to teach the Lamanites. See Doctrine and Covenants section 28, verse 8 and verse 32. October through November 1830, missionaries visited the northeastern part of Ohio and baptized 127 people. November through December 1830, the prophet Joseph Smith received by revelation part of the ancient book of Enoch. See Moses, chapters 6 through 7. Section 24, July 1830, after ministering to the members in New York during a time of intense persecution, the prophet Joseph and Oliver Cowdery arrived in Pennsylvania in need of encouragement and instruction. Section 25, July 1830. Emma Hale Smith, along with her husband, the prophet Joseph, had suffered much persecution. The prophet received this revelation for her. Section 26, July 1830. These instructions from the Lord encouraged and instructed the prophet Joseph, Oliver Cowdery, and the Whitmers, teaching them the importance of doing all things in the church by common consent. Section 27, August 1830. The prophet Joseph and Emma Smith and Newell and Lydia Knight desired to partake of the sacrament. The prophet went to procure wine for the service, and a heavenly messenger appeared to him. Section 28. September 1830, the prophet Joseph was concerned over Hiram Page's use of a seer stone. Section 29, September 1830, given in the presence of six elders, this revelation came at a time when many were interested in the doctrine of Zion or the New Jerusalem. Section 30, September 1830, the prophet Joseph received revelations for David Whitmer, Peter Whitmer Jr., and John Whitmer based on their actions during the Hiram Page incident. Section 31, September 1830, Thomas B. Marsh desired to know the will of the Lord concerning himself. Section 32, October 1830, several elders, including Oliver Cowdery and Peter Whitmer, Jr., wondered if the number of missionaries assigned to teach the gospel to the Lamanites could be increased. Section 33, October 1830, Ezra Thayer and Northrop Sweet, newly ordained elders, desired to know the will of the Lord concerning them. Section 34, November 4, 1830, Orson Pratt traveled 200 miles, 320 kilometers, to see the prophet Joseph Smith and to learn the Lord's will for himself. Section 35, December 1830, Sidney Rigdon, who had recently been baptized, asked the prophet Joseph to reveal the Lord's will concerning him. Section 36, December 1830, Edward Partridge asked the prophet Joseph to inquire of the Lord on his behalf. Section 37, December 1830, the church in New York had been under constant harassment, and the lives of church leaders were in danger. As the prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon worked on an inspired translation of the Bible, the Lord gave this commandment to move to Ohio. Section 38, January 2, 1831. Many saints were poor and desired to know more about the move to Ohio. Section 39, January 5, 1831. James Coville, a Baptist minister for about 40 years, promised to obey any command the Lord gave him through the prophet Joseph Smith. The prophet inquired of the Lord on his behalf. Section 40. January 1831, when James Coville rejected the command of the Lord gave this revelation to the prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon. Kirtland, Thompson, Ohio. Section 41, February 4, 1831, the prophet Joseph found numerous problems among the saints in Ohio. He inquired of the Lord to know how best to govern the church. Section 42, February 9, 1831, elders united in prayer with a desire to receive the law of the Lord, as promised in Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 32, and section 41, verses 2 through 3. Section 43, February 1831, a self-proclaimed prophetess named Mrs. Hubble deceived some saints with her revelations. The prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord concerning the matter. Section 44, February 1831. The prophet Joseph and Sidney Rigdon received instructions from the Lord for the next conference of the church. Section 45. March 7, 1831, the prophet Joseph received this revelation regarding the signs of the times during a period when many false reports were published. Section 46. March 8, 1831, following discussions of whether only church members should be admitted to sacrament and confirmation meetings, the prophet inquired of the Lord. Section 47. March 8, 1831, John Whitmer was reluctant to accept the responsibility for a history of the church, but would do it if it was the will of the Lord. The prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord. Section 48. March 1831. Church leaders were concerned about how to accommodate the New York saints who were arriving in Ohio. The prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord. Section 49. March 1831. Because Laman Copley, a former Shaker, had recently joined the church, the prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord concerning some of the teachings of this religion. February through May 1831, saints from the various branches in New York made the journey to Kirtland, Ohio area. People from towns around Kirtland joined the church. Section 50, May 1831. Several elders asked the prophet Joseph to inquire of the Lord concerning strange spiritual manifestations among the saints. After joining these elders in prayer, the prophet dictated the Lord's answer. Section 51. May 1831, Bishop Edward Partridge sought direction on implementing the law of consecration on behalf of saints arriving in Ohio. Section 52. June 7, 1831. Following a general conference when the first high priests were ordained, the prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord what the brethren should do until the next conference. Section 53. June 1831. Sidney Gilbert asked the prophet Joseph to inquire of the Lord concerning Sidney's calling in the church. Section 54. June 1831. When Laman Copley broke his agreement to consecrate his land in Thompson, Ohio, the prophet Joseph inquired what to do. Section 55, June 1831. William W. Phelps, a newspaper editor, asked the prophet Joseph to inquire of the Lord concerning him. Section 56, June 1831. When Ezra Thayer was not ready to go to Missouri, Thomas B. Marsh, his traveling companion, asked the prophet what to do. Missouri. Section 57, July 20, 1831. Upon his arrival in Independence, Missouri, the prophet Joseph sought the Lord for answers concerning the establishment of Zion in the last days and the temple to be built there. Section 58, August 1, 1831. Many of the saints arriving in Jackson County, Missouri, were anxious to know the will of the Lord concerning them. Section 59, August 7, 1831. Following the funeral of Polly Knight, the prophet Joseph sought assurance from the Lord concerning the saints in Missouri. Section 60. August 8, 1831. As missionaries prepared to return home to Ohio, the prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord about the trip. Section 61. August 12, 1831. A canoe accident on the Missouri River caused the prophet Joseph and 10 elders to make camp. William W. Phelps saw the destroyer riding in power upon the waters. The prophet sought the Lord in prayer. Section 62, August 13, 1831. The prophet Joseph met four missionaries who were belatedly headed to Missouri and reaffirmed that they should continue their journey. Section 63, August 1831. The saints in Ohio desired to know more about the land of Zion. The prophet Joseph inquired of the Lord concerning the purchasing of land and other matters. Section 64, September 11, 1831. After the prophet Joseph was criticized by some associates in the press, the Lord warned against fault-finding. July through August 1831, the prophet Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon visited Missouri and dedicated the land as a place of gathering and a site for a temple. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 57 through 59. August 1831, the prophet Joseph Smith returned to Kirtland from Missouri. Opposition and apostasy continued. September 1831, the prophet Joseph and Emma Smith moved to Hiram, Ohio. Major contributors to the Restoration: Joseph Smith Sr., 1771 through 1840. Lucy Mack Smith, 1775 through 1856. Joseph Smith Jr., 1805 through 1844. Emma Hale Smith, 1804 through 1879. Martin Harris, 1783 through 1875. Oliver Cowdery, 1806 through 1850. Hiram Smith, 1800 to 1844. Joseph Knight Sr., 1772 through 1847. David Whitmer, 1805 through 1888. John Whitmer, 1802 through 1878. Peter Whitmer Jr., 1809 through 1836. Samuel H. Smith, 1808 through 1844. Newell Knight, 1800 through 1847. Sidney Rigdon, 1793 to 1876. And Edward Partridge, 1793 through 1840. End of the chart, Doctrine and Covenants, Times at a Glance, Chart 1, Sections 1 through 64.